Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. Kathy and Ella here with Tim Poma. It's a sunny day in Ukiah, California. And what I would love to just preface the show with is please subscribe, download, and throw us a review because I would like to move us up in the charts, and that is the only way you do it. We have been putting out a lot of good material in the last 3 weeks. I've gotten a lot of feedback. Thank you for your messages. And just, like, help us grow because this is what we love to do. And, yeah, so preface with that. And now, hello, oh, co-host extravaganza.
Well, now that the housekeeping is out of the way, we can get to the real meat and potatoes of the situation here. Good morning, Kathy. It's so wonderful to see your smiling face again today. How have you been? How's your week going?
It's always a mixed bag because that's what life brings us. I had a great Memorial Day weekend. I basically spent it with my favorite guy who's 11 years old, and he loves me so much that I know it, you know, like when somebody loves you, you know it. And he just treats me with such affection and just joy that I was overwhelmed with love. And so I did a lot of really fun kid things this weekend. I made him watch Top Gun with me, which he loved. So I get to take him with me now to go see the sequel. And we went to the rodeo. He rode a steer for the first time. Like, it's the little things in life that bring you joy. And so I had a very joyful weekend. But, you know, you get back into the week, you're like, right back at it. This problem, that problem, life stuff. So it's nice to have those days of no problems.
Yeah, no problems, only solutions over here. That's all I'm manifesting in my reality. And so far, it's going pretty well. I have been on a rampage in my art studio. Ever since I did Pastels in the Plaza, it, like, revitalized some sort of inspiration, and I have just been going ham. I like legitimately have spray paint all over my hands from last night because I didn't have any lacquer thinner to clean it here at the house. So I'm the painted man. My nail beds look like I've had fingernail polish on them for a little while, which is fine. I figured if that's the worst thing that happens, I have a little paint on my hands at the end of the day after just working nonstop for the past 5 days or so.
You know what's interesting is the hand thing is so cool because women have these little dainty hands with nails and they're beautifully painted, you know, 80% of the time or even, you know, or just manicured. And men come in with man hands. And man hands are like working, maybe a little rougher. You could always tell. I feel like there's a piece of a man in his hands. I really do. Like, I've always been very observant of men's hands. I was raised with boys, so I think that's part of it. But just, I really like the idea that, and you know, there's this whole, you know, feminine, masculine thing. But in reality, men are more rugged. Men are more hands-on working, whether it's art or whether it's building a house. You know, it's like the same thing. Or if it's, you know, typing, like it's I don't know. Anyways, just a side note. I just wanted to observe personality.
What do you prefer, a man with rough hands or soft hands?
Oh gosh. Yeah, I guess it just depends on the man. It just depends.
That makes sense.
It really does. But I always, you know, I've always been attracted to the blue collar. Or the surfer. So it's like either they're going to be wrinkled from water or they're going to be rough from building and creating a. And, you know, none of my, I guess a lot of my family is blue collar. You know, where am I? I gravitated. But speaking of personality disorders or personality preferences,
let's talk.
I really wanted to call myself out for what I said on last week's show. If you listened to it, if you didn't, go back and listen. When I said that all of us are narcissists, And I want to rephrase that. I want to say that there's a lot of things that a narcissist is, and it is a buzzword right now in the biggest way, where, you know how through life there's always been these little things, you know, that happen and people get on this, you know, manifestation was like that, or, you know, abundance was like that. Like, there was always a word that kind of became the buzzword. And right now, narcissism is really coming to the forefront on what it is. And that's in part because of the Johnny Depp trial, which, you know, I was obviously really all in on because of the defamation piece of that. But I want to just clarify that the only thing that I meant was that in narcissism, there is self-centeredness. And we all have a little self-centeredness, which I believe is more like self-respect. Like, there's pieces of, if you're not a full-blown narcissist, which is a person who's selfish, demanding, calculating, they don't have care, they don't have love, they don't have understanding, they can put you down, they insult you, they make you believe you're insane by, you know, gaslighting you, they love bomb you, and then they go silent treatment, which is, to me, the silent treatment is the most horrible part of it. That is like the biggest piece of abuse, when somebody does not recognize your existence. It is debilitating for a partner in a love relationship, and it really is what causes the trauma bond, because you feel like you're not, you know, good enough, or why am I not even good enough to talk to? So there's all these narcissist traits that I could go on with for days, but all I was referring to was that one little piece in each one of us that has that ability to say, no, I'm going to be selfish today. I want this, you know, so I'm going to go ahead and go out and get this. But that's the only piece that average person without all those other personality disorders and arrogant behaviors, right? Okay, so I just wanted to clear that up, because I did get a lot of feedback on that and almost called out, like, how could you say that?
But like, and you know what's so funny?
I got to retract.
I don't even remember you saying it, and I probably because I knew how you meant it in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, it's all good, you know? That's what happens when you're live on the air, live and direct, and
right.
Just letting it flow. I mean, you can't always be batting 1,000, I guess.
I just wanted to, and then just to put a bow on that, so to speak, the Johnny Depp trial was really prevalent this week in the news because the verdict was reached yesterday. He did win his defamation case against her, which in some ways, because I really believed what he was saying versus what she said, it was also, though, a blow for the freedom of speech. And she was not able to produce an article that in some way referred to him but never mentioned his name. But in a bigger picture, freedom of speech is the First Amendment. Like, we should be able to speak about what is true. So even though I was 100% pro, because I knew that some of the things she said were false, and defamation does hurt someone. I've been in that position, and unless you've been defamed, I don't think you would know how it feels to think everybody thinks something about you that's false. And you're like standing here going, so that person thinks that all these people, and you know it's not true about you. Like, I really wanted to see that exposed for what it is, because I don't think this is the first time it's ever happened in life, because it happened to me. I would have bet my winning lottery ticket that the person would not have been able to come up with the lies that they did. So, you know, is that defamation for me to even say that? You know, so it's about another person. So it's really put a button on free speech and where you can go with what's true in your own story and in your own life, because we all have our own version.
You know, I didn't really pay that much attention to the trial. I got little excerpts and bits and pieces through like Instagram reels and stuff like that people had posted. And it seemed very interesting to me. I don't know exactly what her main article that she wrote said about him, but I can see that if she was lying at the very beginning of the article about some of the circumstances of what happened, then that wouldn't be a blow to free speech necessarily. That would just be a arrogant move on her part. Like, But it was entertaining, I guess, but it was also so weird. Like, how do we have these high profile cases of individuals? You know, like, we have, I think Hillary Clinton's on trial right now for the Russiagate scandal. And yeah. How come that's not in the news? No one's talking about that. Right. No one's talking about, yeah. And like, how, I don't understand. It's like a circus out there. I don't know. I don't get it.
This particular trial was for me to be televised and to expose the toxicity that can go on in a relationship like this. It blew my mind that that was the choice of, you know, 80 million Americans to tune into, because, you know, you could go on YouTube, the Court Live TV, and there would be, you know, 800,000 people watching the trial any given day at any. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was like, it was, I listened to 90% of it, 95% of it. I had it in my ears while I was working and stuff, you know, and then I would come home, and if I wanted to watch the person in person, I had it on Court Live TV. But it was the most eye-opening vision into what an unhealthy relationship looks like. That, in one way, I would hope that it brought people to the reality that, hey, I'm living in this too, if they are, and I need to get out, because there's no way this ends well, period. Like, there's no way it ends well. If you see yourself in any of those situations, or you see your partner in any of those traits, you need to run. And I don't mean that lightly.
Please. Please do. Because anytime you get married or in a relationship and it ends in a defamation case, I'm pretty sure that's the wrong way for it to go. What was Johnny Depp's lawyer's name, the really cute one? What was her name? She was a beast. Camille, wow.
Oh.
She, like, would throw down. That girl would take the gloves off and just let her have it. She was really good, but she was also super cute.
She was
too, so,
really,
you know, she
good.
She had that going for her.
So, yeah, just to, you know, everybody has their own opinion, but a lot of people were, people in my circle could not understand my Team Johnny attitude. But it was simply, to me, truth is truth. And I think my body is the barometer of truth. So when I feel like something's off and I feel it, I know it's off. And if people lie, like, you know, they always are just the tiniest bit off if there's a lie happening.
100%. And I mean, like, I didn't watch a lot of it. I saw snippets of it. And I saw both of them testifying. And I'll tell you what. I could tell there's something wasn't stirring the Kool-Aid when Amber was on the stand. She was definitely kind of taking liberties in her responses, where they should have been like, oh, you've already testified to this. You've already done that. No, I don't see it that way. Or no, that didn't happen. Or whatever the case may be, you know, where she just got caught in her own web.
And that's what happens when you lie. Like, there's no way out, usually, you know. And usually the only way out is to tell the truth. And as you know, and experiences that you've had and experiences that I've had, when you've just owned the truth and you are able to either expose it to the person you lied to, or, like for me, on a global level on my podcast, it's feeling is coming clean and telling the truth.
It really does take a large weight off your chest, because
you
feel guilty, you feel shame, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, like, most of the time if we're lying, it's mainly to people that we love and care about. Not necessarily true, but, you know, like, and opening that gate, opening up that channel once again to the truth is, like, a really beautiful thing. And it can be challenging, but I will tell you this. The victory lies on the other side of that fence, and it is amazing. So freeing.
Because, yeah, well, why carry the weight of a lie? And I'm not just talking about a lie. Sometimes we lie to ourselves, either about a person, or, you know, we want to put them in a box over here and say, oh, no, they couldn't be that person, right? So you lie to yourself. Or you're somebody asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, but you do it anyways, which is a littlest form of self-betrayal. unless it's a kind act. So there's little ways in the world of our daily life that we lie to ourselves too. And so I always strive to just go, what is my highest truth here? And if I can't get to it, then I just sit still. I don't take an action step. I don't do anything to rock that until I'm ready to rock that. And I think it takes a little self-reflection, and I think trust your gut, you know, but always come clean, because at the end of the day, it will, if you leave an open, unchartered, you know, like if you leave something open, it's always going to be in you. And that's where telling mm-hmm. the truth just releases it.
Yeah, it definitely affects sleep patterns and things like that, right? Where you're maybe constantly thinking about it. You're running the program
yeah.
over and over and over again. And
ugh.
So at that point in time, when you release it, when you let it back out and you settle it, it definitely frees you from that space and opens you up to brand new options and possibilities.
Yeah, there's nothing better than feeling clean in all ways, in my humble opinion. So how do you tell the truth? Like, how do you open up and say, okay, I'm just going to, you know, walk up to this person and say, X, here's the real deal. Sorry, I lied.
That's it right there. That's it. You just have to do it. You just have to find the time, make the time. And, you know, it's always our imagination very difficult to deal with at certain points in time, because we are really good at worrying and conjuring up events and circumstances that will never, ever happen. And so even when we go to tell the truth, we assume what is going to happen before it even happens. And I'm going to tell you right now, most of the time, the outcome is even better than we could ever imagine it. However, I get it. You know, like, we all watch TV and we can have these fake notions of what's going on. I really feel like if we could just quit telling stories without having any preconceived anything and just be able to be open at all times, your life would be pretty freaking amazing.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And I, what comes to my mind is the only way to do that is, again, we drive this point home probably every show, be in the present moment. And so if you're feeling uncomfortable and you know there's a way to clear that up, you know, clear it up.
Clear
it up. Fear keeps us from doing many things that we should be doing. If I could point to a culprit on that, I would say it's fear. You know, and we do conjure up stories that are based on fear-based thoughts. Oh, this is going to happen, or, oh, I'm going to lose this, or I'm going to lose them, or, you know, like, and really, like you said, 9 out of 10 times it comes out so different than what it is.
None of it ever happens. None of whatever we imagined ever happens. I mean, very rarely, right? And when I'm saying that,
yeah.
Like, I'm referring to the bad stuff, not necessarily the good stuff, because the good stuff always happens. And I think that's a really cool factor in life, is
yeah.
that when you're manifesting and you're thinking about positive things, it attracts much quicker than the negative things. So that is a benefactor, 100%.
Lesson
101,
thank goodness for that. Yes. Well, I mean, I think that it is about, you know, we talk about this too, and I hope we don't, you know, bore you with the repetition of going to the highest, best thought every time you have a negative thought. But when you have a negative thought, you have got to push that out of your mind and just go to the good time. You know, let's skip to the good part. Like because you do create your reality with your thoughts. So if you're consistently thinking the negative part of a situation, that is all that's going to show up. Even if it's not in the truth-telling way that we see it, it's just always what's going to show up is the negative part. So you've got to just, and, you know, you have to think other things. You have to go into other parts of your life that are important and concentrate there.
Last show, I think we talked about how we ask ourselves at that very moment in time, like, is this old Kathy or new Kathy? And
that's still working.
Yeah. No, I think it's great because I was having a moment in my art studio where I was like critiquing something and I was like, ew. And then I was like, that's old Tim. Old Tim would say that. New Tim is like, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so I legitimately am writing on, I have, you know, a very large table, tons of paint all over the place. And I'm just writing down these positive things. Like, I love it. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. This is what I want to do. Like, this is where it's at. And, I've stopped that.
Surrounding yourself with happy thoughts is, like, I love that you did that. And I love that you caught on to the exercise because it is still working. I'm still having the thoughts of, oh, that was old Kathy, you know, and trying to change some of the ways that I, you know, old response versus new response. Because you have to change your patterns. It's, you know, there's a thing called pattern interrupt. And I've always remembered this. That when you're in a pattern of how you've always done something, you have to interrupt the pattern for the change. So you have to force yourself to say, I'm not going to respond in the way I always respond. I'm going to interrupt that pattern. And even if that means you do nothing for a minute, you just have to say, I don't want history to repeat itself. I don't want to feel those feelings that I felt the last time I responded like this, you know, like so. Pattern interrupt is a really good thing to have in your mind, and that is the old versus the new. That's where you get to create that pattern interrupt is by saying, old Tim did this, new Tim doesn't do that.
New Tim.
I love this exercise. I'm so excited about it because I really feel like this is a life-changing moment for everybody who does it. And now I feel
absolutely. And I mean, it's perfectly in alignment with the way the conversation is going. And even though we talked about it last week, it's really good to reiterate and see how it's actually practical inside of like an everyday scenario where I'm just sitting there doing something and then feeling a certain way and then going, wait a minute, that's not in alignment with where I want to be or where I should be. And maybe I should say it's really good and it's good. And guess what? I said it and it got better. Right. And it's like, maybe art is that of itself, right? Where if I'm thinking it's bad, it is bad. But if I think it's good, it turns into something even more beautiful than I could imagine. And, you know, since I've been down there and during this process, I decided to do one painting every single day. They're going to be 1 foot by 1 foot. And I am just really, really enjoying the process at this point in time. It's becoming so much fun, so enjoyable. I mean, these hands say it all, right,
well,
girl?
It is about when you're creating, we were just talking about this a little bit earlier before the show, that every piece of you is in a creation. You know, we've talked about this, but so I love that you're doing these little one by ones because that is like personality, 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 mood, 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 you know, and that's life. Like we have these little one by one snapshots of either how we want to feel or how we have felt. I mean, you know, in the present moment, you should have no thought. You should just be and just be doing, being, living in that moment. And it's so hard to do because those one by ones are always creeping in and
all over the place,
camouflaging you. Yeah. So to put it on paper or to put it on a canvas is a way out of your body to keep you present in the moment. I love that.
Yeah. And when I get in the flow and I'm present, I have no thoughts, no mind. Everything, it just comes together naturally.
Yeah.
The painting paints itself. I don't have to do anything except for be present for it. Because, like, sometimes the most magical things appear in my paintings because of the haphazard and crazy way I paint, you know, throwing paint at a canvas, drawing some lines, sketching, drawing, scribbling. And then all of a sudden this shape or face appears. And it's like, all right, well, let's roll with that. Let's see where this goes. And the coolest thing about art for me is that if it is not 100% A, grade A, paint over it. I could start over. I can just begin again. And I have definitely done that with some canvases recently that I
you can also
in love
do that with your life anytime, right? At any time, you can start over. You can begin again. I love that metaphor because sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to reinvent who we are while we're figuring out old version, new version. And one of the things I just wanted to side note back to that was that old version is usually all the negative things about you. And new version is always the positive things that you aspire or are. So it's a way to throw away and shed that skin of the behaviors and who you were that you just no longer support the happy or the joy or the way that you want to move forward in life. And so I just wanted to side note that because I think that's a really important piece, that shed that skin. Go ahead, shed that skin. Don't be afraid to shed that skin. It's a really daunting process to recreate who you are, but it's little steps that get you there.
100%. And also do this. Try something new. Get something, some art supplies. Go get some paper. Go get some pens. Just attempt to do something that you've never done before and allow yourself to be totally free, unattached by any outcomes, and allow and watch the magic flow. Just watch it. You're going to love it, you know, regardless.
Magic.
Go on a hike. Get on a bike.
There's a lot of magic in the world that is just there for the taking. If you just put yourself in the position of, I'm open to the magic. I'm open to the miracle. I felt like this week I literally in my life raised the white flag. Like, you know, if there's an emoji that's a white flag. And what that meant to me was that I don't have any control in this situation. I don't want to push that square into the circle. I want life to evolve in the way that it's supposed to. And like when you said, when you're painting and you're in the flow, that's the same as life. When you're in the flow of life and you are just going through and saying, you know, give me your best, God, I'm here, you know, God or whoever you pray to or whatever it is, that's the flow. If you allow the flow and you only have the good things that you want to cling to, I don't see how you can go wrong. I mean, tragedy is going to happen. Trauma is going to happen. Things are going to happen. But it's all about your own centering and your own personal evolution. So why not go in that direction towards the right of the new version of you and being your best and shedding the old? Why not, you know?
Flow, flow, flow.
Good shot.
I'm into it in a major way. And I sincerely hope for all you listeners out there that you are taking this all in, drink it up, swallow it. It's a good pill to have. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, it's the best live cafe.
It's
what
that's
we
it.
Do.
Welcome to it.
All
ladies
right,
and
well,
gentlemen,
I
thank you
that...
all for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing, liking, sharing, commenting. We appreciate you all, and we are happy to be here with all of you once a week. So, Kathy, any closing notes?
I just think that we appreciate that you are allowing us to delve into your life just a little bit with tidbits that, you know, we're not experts in anything, but we're all experts at life. We all have experiences. We all have things we can draw on that we can say, that didn't serve me, but this did, this lit me up, this didn't. I just say follow those. Follow the direction of what lights you up. Follow the direction of what makes you happiest in any moment. And you can't go wrong.
Follow your bliss. Follow
your
bliss.
Have a beautiful day,
That's
everybody.
That's the perfect way to end it. Okay. Much love. Many blessings.
100%. Bye.